This is Tony.
Hey, Tony. This is Amy Nelson from Local Splash. How are you?
Good. How are you doing, Amy?
I'm doing good, too. Thank you so much for asking. I appreciate that. Do you have a minute, Tony?
Do I need to be at my computer?
No, not yet. We need to have a conversation first about a couple of things, so I just wanted to call and touch base with you, but I do want to make sure that you have the time to be able to pay attention, and so we're very clear on the conversation, because I have a couple of questions for you.
I'm just driving, so
okay.
You got my full attention.
Okay.
Other than me driving.
Okay, are you on like a two lane, or are you on a highway with a bunch of people?
Nope. I'm just on a road driving to my house. So
nice. So you live a little away from town then?
No, I'm right in town. I just left an actual job.
Nice. Okay. Well, so the purpose of my call is to go over just a couple of different things with you. I am part of the upgrade team, and you actually clicked yesterday in your dashboard indicating you wanted more information on Google Guarantee. This was after your initial conversation and signing up with our agent, Aubrey.
Mm-hmm.
And did you click on that in your dashboard on purpose? Are you interested in Google Guarantee?
No, because it said it was gonna have somebody call me. I thought they were gonna call me yesterday. I was gonna say, oh, I did that on accident. Sorry.
Yeah, it was me. It was me. But it was towards the end of the day, and we were looking over other parts of your account. So I wanted to wait until I had time to review the entire account before I just made like a call and was like, oh, but sorry, I don't have all the information. I gotta call you back again. You know, like.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. No, that's fine.
So I'm going to tell you a couple of things. Upon reviewing your account, you know, Aubrey is one of the newer agents with us. And my understanding is that he sold you this position on Google and the Google ads with the premise that we're going to take over your current CID. And I did review the calls. It looks like you have two CIDs. One was mistakenly assigned to the wrong business name. Is that correct?
No, when I was first trying to get Google Ads working,
mm-hmm.
I have two Gmail accounts.
Okay.
And I didn't realize that it's so complicated that every time you try to set something up, mm-hmm. you get a different CID every time.
Yeah.
Because
yeah,
Google
it is convoluted.
Very convoluted and very confusing.
Uh-huh.
So
Agreed. It can be tough.
So I got emails from Google
mm-hmm.
for the one account I don't want, and I got advanced verified with them on that account, but I don't want it to be on that account. I want it to be on my other one because the other one is actually mostly set up.
Okay. Yeah. What do you mean by mostly set up?
Because I've been working with Google for the last week, 3 weeks,
uh-huh.
with Google Ads, trying to get them set up, and they've been using that CID number.
But why don't you want them to use that CID number?
But then
when
I got
verified,
I was,
name on it?
I didn't realize I was getting verified. Huh?
Does it have the correct business name on it?
Yes. Both of the CIDs have the same business name. I didn't know I was doing it under two accounts.
Okay, so they both have the same business name, but one of them is completely approved, but it's just under the wrong email address?
No, it is under the wrong email address, yes.
Is there any other problem with it?
I think the only thing that they're waiting for so I can start to Google Ads is my advanced verification for this account, which I've already got verified for the other account.
Hmm.
So I'm only trying to use one account.
I understand.
I just didn't know that they had those different numbers for them when I was setting them up. I was just trying to run ads. I didn't know it was so hard to do.
Oh, it is for your vertical. Yeah, for locksmith and garage door, it's extremely tough because you guys have to do advanced verification. You guys are the only ones that have to do advanced verification. And the reason you do is because of the nature of what you're offering. So it's added form of protection. However, the thing that Aubrey did not know is that we don't take over client CID for Google Ads. And you're in the middle of verification, so, well, that's why I'm calling to straighten it out with you, because I've reviewed the entire call, and I know that you had major trust issues from the beginning. You just want somebody to be able to fix it. I understand. I want you to know it's not like I'm just calling you from out of the blue. Like, I spent all morning reviewing the first 50-minute call and then the second 32-minute call, word-by-word transcription. So it's not lost on me, okay? Like, I understand.
Yeah.
That's why I'm calling you, okay? And he's not calling you. I'm calling you, the specialist. I'm calling you because I'm trying to understand what we can do, and I'm trying to also understand why you were kind of, like, it doesn't, when I read the transcription, it did not tell me that you were fully offered Google Guarantee, when Google Guarantee is a far superior product with way less cost, considering what you're offering. And the advanced verification process on that is something that we totally do for you from start to finish because of what it is. So is there any reason you have aversion to Google Guarantee?
I don't know. There's so much stuff there. And the thing is when I'm dealing with salespeople, they just piss me off.
I understand.
Because
okay?
It's all about just getting my money and doing nothing for me.
It's cloak and dagger, and you feel like you get tricked. I understand it. That's why I'm calling you, and I'm not sending somebody else. You know, we're not here. We're going to either refund your money or we're going to fix this. Like, I'm telling you that up front. Like, I'm calling you to find a solution and help you as well, or just give you your money back. Like, we're not here to hurt you or take your money. Like, we genuinely want to fix this and help you, but I'm going to tell you this. We don't take over client-owned CIDs for Google Ads. Now, you would be an exception. We might take over yours. We're actually reaching out to our strategist, and we're considering it. But you have to be done with the advanced verification process in order for us to do that because of that 14-day email that you mentioned in the last call. You mentioned you had been sent an email that said for 14 days, don't touch the account, leave it alone because it's under review.
Right.
And we don't want to go in there and fool with it. We don't want to start trying to claim anything because it's in that waiting, it's in the incubation period, right? So.
Right. No,
I
totally agree.
Right.
So I have been verified, advanced verified for the wrong account.
Only because it has the wrong email address, though, right? Like, couldn't you conceivably work under that email address? When you say wrong account, what do you mean?
The wrong CID number. So the CID number, you have two different CID numbers, correct?
Mm-hmm.
One is 332 and one is 679, I think. The 679 is the one I got verified for, but the one I want set up is the 332.
But why?
Does that
why
make sense?
Yeah, I understand what you're saying, but what is
the one
reason?
They were helping me?
Oh, okay.
Because Google was helping me with the wrong account. The guys, all the people that were at Google that were setting everything up, we were setting it all up for the 332, and I didn't realize that I was getting verified for a totally different account.
Then why can't we just use the 332 though and make that work? Because the advanced verification is extremely tough.
I would love that.
Okay.
I don't know how they can switch it from this CID account to this CID account. Because I'm like, okay, you guys have me verified.
Right.
Can I just move it from the 679 account to the 332 account?
Does it have a wrong business name?
No, they're both the same.
Okay, so my suggestion to you is just to use the one that is already verified because it is verified. If it has the correct business name, then I would use that one, honestly.
I think that one is actually deactivated. it's at the, so I got an email from them after I got, congratulations, we got y'all verified, blah, 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 blah. And then they go, oh, did you want to be verified for this account, 332? And I said, yes, because I moved from Fort Collins to Greeley.
Okay.
And if I could have it moved to this account, that would be lovely, because that's the 332 account is what the Google people were, the people that work, I don't know who.
I understand what you're saying. The people at Google. Okay.
Or the, yeah, that were trying to set up my, all the people that don't speak any English and barely.
Yeah.
So, you know, I didn't know, like I said, I didn't know it was so convoluted.
Right.
And I was doing it all, I was just trying to set it all up by myself because I don't want to have to pay somebody to run ads if I don't have to.
Understood.
If, especially if I don't make, I get nothing from it, you know? So, it's fine either way. I just thought that that Google had figured out that I had two of these, and that if they could move it to just the 332, boom, Bob's your uncle.
So I'm having trouble understanding what, when you say they active, or they verified the wrong account, what about the account is wrong?
It's just that it has the, they verified me for this, for one CID, which should have been the other. That's what they verified me for. It was it seemed like the verification was attached to that CID, the 672 or 679 or whatever it is. I don't know. It's not in front of me, but, when they had said, hey, we need all of this stuff to you to get advanced verified for this CID number. So I went and sent them all that stuff, not realizing that it was, that I was setting up a totally different account with a different CID number. But then after they got it, they go, oh, are you trying to get this set up for this account number? I go, yeah, because I moved, and I would rather it be on the 332 CID number. And I haven't heard back from them since I emailed them back.
Okay.
But I don't know what the hell I'm doing.
I understand.
Yeah.
I understand.
You may not want this problem.
No, it's okay. It's okay. I'm just trying to figure this out because, again, we're committed to helping you, especially when I read through the transcript and I listened to the call, and it's like you were already, like, so concerned about making sure you made the right choice because you've been with Town Square. You've been with Ollie Ollie. You know what I mean?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So.
Yeah.
So,
Yeah, you don't, you're not sure where to go, are you?
Well, but I'm asking, I'm trying to get the expert lady is right here, and I'm trying to see if she has a way to barge our conversation so that you can explain it again, one more time, you know, and not like you haven't explained it enough times, but then she would be the one to just say.
Hello.
Okay, I'm here. I'm sorry. I had to get a drink. My voice was going.
No,
out.
You're good. You're good.
But
you said something about an expert lady.
Yeah, her name is Kelly, and she is still. Let's see here. Yes, but I thought we were. Getting straightened out. Oh, okay, there we go. Okay, I'm asking that question. Just one second, bear with me. Yes. Okay, perfect. That's going. Okay, so there is no quick, easy, fast fix on this Google ad stuff. Right now, what I can tell you is that she's checking with our team, and she's going to try to get the other one deleted, is what she says. She's going to try and get the other one deleted, okay? So that there's just one main CID that you're working from. And even if you don't do the Google Ads with us, or you do the Google Ads with us, that's fine. But we want to help you take care of that, because in generally speaking, we do not take over client-owned CID for Google Ads. What we do is we set the ads up, and we run them under our Google Ad campaign for your name, okay? And it's been very, 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 very successful for our clients, okay?
Okay.
However,
that's what I'm looking for.
Yeah, I understand. But right now, that alone is going to take probably 60 to 90 days to get completely approved.
Through Google.
Yeah, uh-huh. And that's even with our expert help, okay? But she's working on it. So what I do want to talk with you about, though, because you have all of the qualifications for Google Guarantee, which Google Guarantee is super affordable, and it's guaranteed leads coming directly to you. It's like 10 times better than
Google
Ads.
I don't know what it is.
Can
I don't
you just
I mean it's okay. Again, it gets I appreciate your time and your effort and in speaking with me, really, because I don't feel like you're trying to sell me something.
I'm not.
Feel like you're trying to actually help me.
I am.
Yes. And see, and I appreciate that. I don't appreciate being sold on something.
I would rather
you just say this is going to work for you better.
Mm-hmm.
And it's cheaper, like you're saying. And I'm not even sure I know what that Google Guarantee is.
That's okay. So if you do a search on Google for Garage Door Specialist, at the top of the page, it's going to say Google Guarantee. It's going to say sponsored Google Guarantee. Have you seen
it? I have not seen it, no.
Okay. If you were to do the search even right now, you would see it. It pops up Google Guarantee, and it says it'll say get it done right or Google pays you back. So right now I have your zip code in Greeley as 80634.
Yes.
Okay. So
yes.
What are you doing right now? Are you still driving?
No, I'm sitting in the car wash.
In the car wash. Okay.
Talking to you. We're good.
Okay, I understand, but I kind of wanted to, like, send you, like, a Google Meet so I can show you on the screen. Would you do a quick video call with me if I sent that to you?
Can you call me back in 20 minutes,
uh-huh.
and I will be at my computer.
Beautiful. Yes, and then I'll send you a link, and we'll do it then.
That would be great.
Okay, and I'm going to invite Aubrey to the call as well so that he can hear and learn from this experience how we can turn this around for you, okay?
Right.
Because he's
also
new to our agency, and I want him to understand, like, he his heart is in the right place. Like, he really is trying to fix this for you, but he wasn't fully aware of everything, and it's kind of like he kind of jumped the gun, but we're gonna be able to fix this for you.
Okay. So I'm going to wash my truck really quick.
Okay.
And then and in 20 minutes, I will be at home.
Okay. I'll call you in 20 to, it'll be 20 to 30 minutes. I have another call to make in between, but
that's
I promise
fine.
You I'll call you, okay?
No, that's fine. Go make your call. I will be there for the end of it until I get your call.
Perfect. And you will get it. I promise that you will, okay?
No, I believe it. I believe it.
Okay.
And what was your name again?
Amy Nelson.
Amy. Okay.
Yep.
Thank you, Amy.
You're so welcome.
I will talk to you in a bit.
I'll talk to you soon. Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.